the rest of summer and into fall. And as you and I both realize, that forecast can change very quickly. It takes one morning for a fall frost. But for the rest of summer, what are we looking at temperature-wise?
You know, so far, you know, we're a little bit halfway through summer now. We've been most of the area at or maybe a smidge above average, and I really think that's going to continue. We're heading into a little bit of a warming phase here the next 10 days, although there'll be a couple days like Sunday, Monday, they might cool down a little bit. But overall, warmer. I wouldn't be surprised if we back off a little bit for a little bit in the mid-August and then warm back up. So overall, I think it will be a continuation of average to slightly above probably through Labor Day. And when I was talking today, all of my analog sets for this summer that have been working pretty well in the last couple of months really have above average temperatures, at least some in September. But like you said, you know, we could finish September 4 degrees above average and have that one magical morning when we drop frost. So it's no guarantee of a late frost, but of course being above average would increase, you know, that probability that at least we can get to our average or, you know, a few days beyond, which of course is needed not only locally but really throughout all the north central part of the United States.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk a little bit more about those September, October months. October gets a little more tricky to predict, but it's looking maybe a little wetter and a little cooler for October.
The analog set that I'm using trends that the odds, and you don't need to be a meteorologist to say this, the odds of us being as cold as last October are pretty low. That was an exceptionally cold October. It was even colder than 2002. And I remember last year saying that, you know, we'll probably be cold, but not as cold as 2002. But we were even colder than that. So hopefully it would be, you know, just below average, but not so much. But the thing is, when you're below average, and then some of my analog packages even has this a little bit above precipitation, it's almost impossible to dry things off when you have that combination. You really can't. So let's hope one or the other, you know, doesn't come true. But the more positive, you know, here we never get much more than a few days if we're lucky in October in our growing season. But September, you know, August and September still looks pretty promising to me from what I'm seeing, and I at least have some confidence that that's going to come true. And I think that's, you know, probably the good news right now. If we can skip that one magical morning in September, which we almost always have, you know, that first morning we might see a 39, hopefully it stays at 39 and doesn't drop down to say 34.
Yeah. So as we enter these months where farmers are watching that weather closely with harvest coming about, anything else that we're paying attention to?
Well, you know, August is the month when, you know, I'm speaking at a soybean meeting. I mean, August is the rain makes the beans. And very commonly, August, we are far drier moisture-wise than the evaporation potential that we have. And there are especially areas in northeastern North Dakota that I spent some time this week because we installed a new station up there. You know, that's the dry spot, you know, so we're still, even the places that are wet, you know, we're going to need some more moisture, obviously, in August. And it's just, I think the pattern in August might be like it's been the last couple of weeks, just not very, you know, you rarely get widespread rains in August. So it's really a matter of, you know, can we get a good front with a good line of thunderstorms along it and give a lot of people rain or something like that. I think that's probably going to be in the short term before worry about the frost, not only locally but regionally, is really, you know, what are we going to get rainfall-wise in August.
Mm-hmm.